This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's the weekend before Halloween. And, of course, Halloween is a favorite holiday for many, many people. And I will tell you that most of us know at least one ghost story that has held true as being told within the family down the timeline. Every year you have to traditionally tell your ghost story. And many of us remember living near a haunted house when we were young. As children, we tend to believe these ghost stories are real, but by the time we grow up, we consider ghosts to be mythical, like a Santa Claus or an Easter Bunny or the Great Pumpkin or even the Loch Ness Monster. People have been fascinated and afraid of the unknown. Even during ancient times, people experienced encounters with the paranormal and shared their stories with others. I know a guy who has some great ghost tales to tell, the famous Frank St. James from The Psychic Detectives and the Discovery Channel of the Bio for Psychics. Frank is our guest tonight. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on.
Yes, it is. And I do want to just say one thing before we do get started, that this coming Saturday in Lambertville, New Jersey, Frank and I will be giving readings at the BCMA Holistic Halloween Psychic Fair and Holistic Spa Day. So come on down to the Lambertville Inn at 32 Bridge Street in Lambertville, New Jersey, and meet Frank St. James. Frank, do you have a ghost story to tell?
Well, I have a few. I was a Ghostbuster up in Maine quite a few years ago, and they had a local character that died around 1750 who kept showing up at a 2-foot-thick granite building right on the Sullivan Harbor. The backyard was the bay. And the name was Kling Klang, and he was seen by some of the local people once in a while, you know, for a few seconds. He used to get around the countryside with pots and pans, so you can hear him coming. Back then, you could hear him coming about a mile away. And he used to bring along stilts so he can go across creeks and streams and, you know, without getting wet. And he used to fix watches.
And is this a man or was this Kling Klang?
Yeah, this is a man who came over in England kind of suspiciously because he stayed below decks, and he didn't mix well with anybody, and he wound it up there. He used to sleep outside. He never went in the house, anybody's house, except during the day when he would go around to farmhouses. He was kind of the newspaper also. So he would, I think some of the people just didn't broke their clocks just to get him over there to find out what the latest gossip was. But he slept outside of this stone building until he passed away with his little dog under a little dinghy boat.
What story did he tell about the ghosts?
Well, he was the local ghost. In fact, they don't even know where he was buried. He disappeared after he died. They
so
don't
what
even
you're
know
saying
what
is that people
body.
Would see him?
Yes.
Even it though was, he was crossed over.
Yes. So on his anniversary around when he died, some people saw him. I went over to, I was about there at 10:30 at night with another fellow that knew these people that had this building. And I actually went, they told me to go over and touch the side of the building where he used to sleep.
Did you get a vibration when you did that?
I not only got a vibration, he seemed to come out of the wall and he stared out into the mist.
You know, there's so many ghost stories, and people are really going around, they're fascinated, and they're trying to get substantial proof, like ghost pictures, haunting articles, poltergeist, werewolves, something on film to prove that there really are ghosts. Frank, what's your experience with talking with a ghost?
Well, that's one of the things that I do. I work with, I go into different houses mm-hmm. for people and identify the spirits. Sometimes I'm able to have a conversation with them.
And how does that work? Can you explain to our audience how would you have a conversation with a ghost? Would you say something or would you think something?
Most of the time I say something and I'll hear it in my head, or once in a while I'll hear something. Now I'll hear a name, or I'll start talking, so I'll let them talk through me.
So you'll get a message. It's telepathic. They right. send you a sentence and then you repeat it to the people there, correct?
Yeah. And I do automatic writing. So sometimes the automatic writing seems to be the most consistent about bringing through the other side. And I even use it in my detective work when I'm...
The automatic writing, if you're very yeah. good at that. You even use it at your readings, Frank, and that's how you get yeah. more accuracy. Isn't that true?
Yeah, when we contact somebody from the other side... sometimes the automatic writing is gives you a little more communication.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote a book called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And it certainly did talk about entities and ghosts in it. And in different ghost stories, ghosts have been described as being benevolent, benign, or malevolent. And a benevolent ghost seems to want to help or protect in some way, while a malevolent spirit will seek to inflict harm. Benign ghosts are usually indifferent or unaware of the living that are walking around them. And I always have taught people that any ghost has to be sent up into the light. And I wondered if you feel the same way. Don't you think some ghosts can be troublesome, if not dangerous?
Well, you're also dealing with somebody that whatever they mischievous deeds were doing on this side too, or extreme alcoholic that was nasty, or even today a lot is people that died of drugs that got violent before they passed, and you're going to have to deal with that violence on the other side and try to reach some kind of communication so you can bring them towards the light and give them some peace.
Now, sometimes, Frank, when you're invited to a ghost party, you're just invited to a ghost party. Have you ever been invited to a monster mash? Let's give a listen.
I was walking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld a near sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He caught on like a flash. He did the monster mash from my laboratory.
Well, I was dancing on the ceiling. How about you, Frank?
I was moving around in my seat.
There you go. That is so much fun to think about ghosts having a party and dancing around. Little Disney, but it's fun, isn't it?
It is. It is.
What is the most question that you've been asked about ghosts? The strongest question. There's so many different kinds of ghosts. What's the main question that you've been asked from a ghost or by a ghost?
Well, we had people wondering why a spirit would always be in a certain spot making noise, or being pushed towards a certain spot, and sometimes it turned out to be that there was something they wanted them to find. Now, whether, you know, whether it was under a floorboard or, I've even found, a box that, a metal box that was, beneath a tree stump. Unfortunately, over the years, the mice made a nest in there, and, so all the, paper money was gone. There was some, was some change left, but, you know, they were 50 years too late. But yeah, the spirit kept directing him. The spirit kept directing to that, their little
and
treasure.
Once they found it, did the figure then go into the light? Once it was found?
Well, they weren't showing up anymore.
Yes,
you know, so apparently that was something that bothered them. They wanted this was you know, somebody a couple of generations down the line that they wanted this they wanted to give them something. You
Have
know,
you ever seen a ghostly figure in the mist, Frank?
Yes.
And how did that happen? Can you tell us about that? I think that's neat.
Well, again, I saw that in Massachusetts. I went, actually, it was near one of the lighthouses, and I was checking it out. Again, I was there at night, and this lightkeeper came walking out. At least I found out later that's what he was, near the lighthouse, and there was also some soldiers from the British-American War. And what happened is he was hiding these soldiers, and he bricked them up and to save them. But he got captured by the British, and of course they died in that lighthouse. And that particular night, there was one of those mists that come across a spindrift type of thing. And, it just floated through. And out of that, these people were standing around. And, I thought that was, I got a little hair went up on the back of my neck on that one, I'll tell you.
I'll bet. Now, is this, are you saying that this is a ghost that would repeat this every single night? He would come out of the lighthouse and the guys would come out of the ripple, and this
I don't know how frequent it was, but I guess on certain nights or around the anniversary of that, when it happened, especially, because, I actually saw an old rigger coming through on one of the coves. And I wasn't the only one. I had to be with a couple other people, and we saw briefly this ship coming out of the mist and then disappearing. And I found out through some history that this boat had disappeared, and ever so often it would people would see it. I mean, just ordinary people,
like,
you know, not actually looking for it, but it would all of a sudden appear in the mist like it was coming back to port, which
well,
it never made it.
Don't you think this haunting is more like a psychic impression of an energy, not an actual haunting, but you'd see the ship again and again because it went down? Don't you think that's more like a psychic impression of an energy?
Sure. It was, you know, more of a psychic event.
Mm-hmm.
Than a haunting, but it still would scare the bejeebies out of people.
Well, you know what, Frank, I think that's more accurate. That would be taken to be more true than a ghost whispering in your ear.
Yeah.
I think people could accept, this ship appears very strangely in the eerie night of the full moon or something, then that ghost said to me. by the way, do you think vampires exist?
No.
No? Well, we're going to pick up on that, and we'll delve into intelligent haunting right after this station break.
Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th Annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House. You can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics, as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection, and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a non-profit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gifts. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than 1 million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationships, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out. The ultimate two-day Halloween experience is being planned just for you at the Cornwell Inn located in Cornwall, Pennsylvania. This inn dates back to the late 1700s and it's rated 5 stars on Google. The inn specializes in romantic getaways and weddings. The inn is unique and is a perfect setting for special events. The fall foliage and harvest celebration is especially nice at the Cornwall Inn. The inn is hosting the ultimate Halloween party on Saturday night, October 30th, and Sunday afternoon, October 31st, in Cornwall, Pennsylvania. It's to be a combination costume party with music, dancing, door prizes, hors d'oeuvres, buffet, and non-alcoholic refreshment, although you can bring your own bottle. Sunday, Halloween, October 31st, from 1 o'clock to 8 p.m., the ultimate Halloween psychic experience is happening. Psychic experiences with the real psychic detectives from Court TV and Unsolved Mysteries. Frank St. James and Elizabeth Joyce will be giving psychic readings on October 30th at the Cornwall Inn. Get an in-depth psychic reading, a private reading, and you won't want to miss this opportunity to contact loved ones and friends who have crossed over. Bring the children in costume, and pictures will be taken and displayed throughout the inn's information area of the kid. On Sunday afternoon, readings are available from accomplished psychics like Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Bonnie McDade will be giving holistic nutrition counseling as well as energetic healing and body work. Private sessions and sessions for the guests in attendance can be scheduled. Reserve now. Call toll-free 866-605-6563. The guests at the Cornwell Inn can schedule their readings as they make their reservations for the weekend. Call 866-605-6563. Don't miss it, and let's find out.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Right now, as a point of information, something we didn't know until recently, every year in Trinidad, they have what is known as a Calypsonian Carnival, in which the various native groups down there vie with one another, musically, in order to find out who's the best extemporaneous composer of them all. Yes, and in the year 1955, Lord Invader and his 12 penetrators took the title with this next song, based on a theme by Goethe involving the Dance of the Dead. Well, Invader could only draw from experience, so he called it, of course, Zombie Jamboree, the song that killed Calypso.
Okay, no. Well, now, back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I done that a minute. Back to back, belly to belly, and the zombie jamboree, Tahiti caught us. Back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I done that a minute. Back to back, belly to belly, and the zombie jamboree. Zombie jamboree took place in under the Ark Cemetery.
Where?
Zombie jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island.
Where?
Some of them are great Californian
zombies.
Since the season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanal. What you doing?
Back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause you're done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, and the zombie.
Hello there, Frank. How are you? We were
good.
Talking about vampires, and you said you didn't believe in them.
Well, I've never met one, thank God.
Thank goodness. And I wondered if you thought they could suck your neck.
Oh, suck.
I don't know if I believe in them either, but I do believe that there's something called frozen sleep, or sleep paralysis, and I wondered if you thought that had anything to do with entities or ghosts.
Well, I don't know. I was down in Haiti in 60s once, and I saw some pretty weird things that I could never explain, you know. And supposedly I was introduced to somebody that had died and was buried, and he came back to the community. I mean, he was kind of non-communal. You couldn't communicate with him on a regular. He kind of just stared. I tell you, the guy looked like he was the Walking Dead.
My goodness.
You know, he had if you're sensitive like we are, you can there was virtually no energy coming from him.
I've had that with clients that I've worked on that I thought were really getting seriously ill. I've had them, there's been no energy coming out of the body when you work on certain parts of the body. And I've often wondered if that's a signal that maybe an organ isn't functioning right, or maybe there's just no flow of blood getting there. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, you can, you know, I mean, various times you can, I mean, I do some limited healing myself, and definitely when you come to a blockage like that, you have to work on it until you can get and almost get it back to life again. I have met certain people that I couldn't imagine. I couldn't pick up a decent aura about them.
Oh, I have too. Yeah.
And
Edgar Cayce writes about that, and he says that when you don't see an aura about a person, that it is, they are leaving the body. That's what he believed.
Mm.
Frank, when you do a paranormal investigation, do you have any special technique, or do you use any equipment?
I don't use any, I don't use any kind of electronic equipment. I haven't up till now. I'm thinking about it, though. But,
well, you know, you're pretty good at what you do, but do you think it would be helpful?
That's the point, because I was thinking of that a few years ago, but I seem to get a better flow without any kind of, you know, relying on anything. I didn't want to rely on anything, and I had tried it a couple times. I got something on tape.
Well, that's interesting. That's hard to do.
Yeah, and that only happens once in a while. But I did get something when I was going through a particular house and there was quite a bit of disturbances in the house. And they were from various times. I mean, the house was over 200 years old.
Wow.
And various families had gone through it. And like you said before, there are spirits that don't see us, and we don't, we can see them, people like us.
But they don't acknowledge that you're there.
Yeah, usually they go about and do what they have to, do what they did when they were alive. And then there's other ones that, once in a while they'll come through and make a disturbance. And not always a negative.
Well, you know, we always know that ghosts are making noise, such as rapping and banging on walls, slamming doors, or making footsteps. And ghosts have been known to move some things around or even throw an object across the room or hide an object. They can even turn on light switches off and on. This type of ghost will manifest the personality of someone who has already died. Have you ever had smells and odors that were commonly present with a ghost that either represents themselves or who they're looking for, like perfume, flowers, or tobacco?
Perfume, aftershave.
Alcohol.
You know, alcohol, definitely. I worked on a few of those particular cases where, you know, a person, not a relative of the family, but there was always this disturbance in one particular room, and they'd never been able to, you know, have anybody sleep in that room because it was just an uneasy. You can feel the kind of changing of the temperatures too in the room, and
that's
it's just
right.
an
it
uneasy
goes,
feeling. And I actually got shoved in one of the places.
Oh my goodness!
You know, and another place I was, I had a lamp thrown at me. Didn't hit me, but you know, it was I had to stand my ground and not show that I was scared or anything like that.
That's hard to do when your hair is standing up on end. How did you do that?
I just took a deep breath and turned around and addressed the spirit. And
I know you're very good when you are the ghostly figure and helping people exorcise their house and clear it. Frank, do you have a website?
No, I don't.
Not yet. Okay, so your number is 973-882-8331. If you want to get in touch with Frank St. James, if you want to have him come over and clear your ghost for Halloween, or if you'd like to order a reading with him, a psychic reading, you can reach him at 973-882-8331. I'm Elizabeth Joyce, and my website is www.new-visions.com. And we'll be right back after this.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Use in a jar's an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. The ultimate two-day Halloween experience is being planned just for you at the Cornwell Inn located in Cornwall, Pennsylvania. This inn dates back to the late 1700s and it's rated 5 stars on Google. The inn specializes in romantic getaways and weddings. The inn is unique and is a perfect setting for special events. The fall foliage and harvest celebration is especially nice at the Cornwall Inn. The inn is hosting the ultimate Halloween party on Saturday night, October 30th, and Sunday afternoon, October 31st, in Cornwall, Pennsylvania. It's to be a combination costume party with music, dancing, door prizes, hors d'oeuvres, buffet, and non-alcoholic refreshment, although you can bring your own bottle. Sunday, Halloween, October 31st, from 1 o'clock to 8 p.m., the ultimate Halloween psychic experience is happening. Psychic experiences with the real psychic detectives from Court TV and Unsolved Mysteries. Frank St. James and Elizabeth Joyce will be giving psychic readings on October 30th at the Cornwall Inn. Get an in-depth psychic reading, a private reading, and you won't want to miss this opportunity to contact loved ones and friends who have crossed over. Bring the children in costume, and pictures will be taken and displayed throughout the inn's information area of the kid. On Sunday afternoon, readings are available from accomplished psychics like Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Bonnie McDade will be giving holistic nutrition counseling as well as energetic healing and body work. Private sessions and sessions for the guests in attendance can be scheduled. Reserve now. Call toll free 866-605-6563. The guests at the Cornwell Inn can schedule their readings as they make their reservations for the weekend. Call 866-605-6563. Don't miss it, and let's find out.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. In this week's Metaphysical Book Corner, I'd like to share one of my personal favorites, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By my friend, Elizabeth Joyce. Yes, there are forces, both visible and invisible, that can cause you harm if you're in a weakened psychological state. How does this happen? Well, for many of us, we're hurting, we feel sad, weak, and even betrayed, and then our energy becomes low and we forget our spiritual faith. We become vulnerable and fearful and we don't know how to stop the pain. We'll reach out to anyone or anything that professes to offer a solution. In the new millennium, we're finding that our world needs to take an entirely new look at how we care for our spiritual nature as well as our physical well-being. This book teaches you how to know when you're under psychic attack and the steps that you can take to protect yourself. Most psychic problems today are motivated by people who have no regard for human boundaries or ethics, and by becoming psychically street smart, you can defend yourself from such problems. You should always seek help with any psychic emergency. However, this book can be a great source too because it teaches good spiritual practices for clearing away any negative energies, keeping up the housework of the soul. Then if something does overthrow you, you'll have some good strategies at hand that will help you begin to remove them. So read Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back on the air on Let's Find Out with my friend and wonderful psychic, Frank St. James. Frank, I wanted to ask you about children. Of course, Halloween is about children. When children have an imaginary friend, do you think it's their imagination or a ghost?
Well, I found I'm a person with an imaginary friend.
Oh, boy, who is she?
No. That's when I got older. But when I was younger, there was a I always felt this person around me, and would want to play. You know, we played games, and I think when I reached around six, it kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. I met a child. A mother wanted to help me with this person. She was starting to get a very uneasy with this person that her child had formed some kind of an alliance with and his invisible friend. And after a while, the child started to get scared. And so I went to their house, and I told the child that we're going to play a game, and we're going to go to his room. That's where that person would usually show up. And and we went up there, and so I asked them to call his friend, and then I asked them to leave the room when I felt his friend was there. And I was able to get rid of him.
And oh, that's great.
He was part of some kind of, they had an underground, where they were, bringing, slaves through or hiding them.
I see.
And, he was part of that, but, apparently his son had died when he was young and he befriended this boy. Mm-hmm. But I had convinced them to leave him alone, you know, that he was now scaring him, and this was no good, and he wouldn't do that to his child anyway. But that's part of it. But and he when I brought the child back in the room, he said, "I don't feel him. I don't feel him." And he called him, and he didn't respond anymore. So I understand after that he never had that problem, but I've met a few people like that.
There's lots of children's stories, and they always are telling stories about who is that walking behind you, or I just saw Grandma after Grandma had passed away. She came to say goodbye to me. Kids really seem to be able to tune in, and I think it's because they're more relaxed and they're not worried. You know, they don't carry the problems that adults do. But I do think that we're all psychic, don't you, Frank? I think we're all psychic, and
I think we're all psychic up to a certain age where we're not kind of told that there's something wrong with you, or you know.
Right.
And kids are beautiful when they're open. I mean, I picked up my grandfather when he passed when I was three, and I actually saw what happened to him, and I told my mother I was outside, and she told me to go back in the sandbox and play. And when I got back in the sandbox, he was standing there in spirit.
Oh my gosh!
And
how old were you then, Frank?
Three.
That's young.
And after that, he was like a guardian. And I seem to have opened up, you know, some kind of a porthole between me and the other side. And there was a lot of people that were coming towards me, trying to get some kind of communication. And I finally told my grandfather to tell him to go away. And he said, he's only a baby, leave him alone. So apparently there were people that, you know, were drawn to my energy. Thinking
so you
that
think
I could
that
help
people
them.
Can carry spirits with them? That's the next question I was going to ask you. Even like teenagers that get mixed up sometimes, don't you think that people can carry spirits with them?
Oh, people have brought strangers, especially kids. I mean,
I call them entities.
Yeah. They have that energy, especially when they're going through puberty. There seems to be a lot of activities going on. I mean, you know, that's where a lot
between
of
between 11 and 15, I hear a lot of stories about ghosts between 11 and 15 kids.
I've heard once they reached puberty, those kind of, you know, like poltergeist activity or, you know, moving of furniture around and everything. And once they've reached a certain level in their development, that seems to go away too.
Well, don't you also think that, that people who live alone might have trouble if there's a ghost in the house? Because I don't think that we can see it in ourselves. We may not be aware that we're being surrounded by that type of thing. I think we need help with exorcisms if we're not professionals. Don't you think, Frank?
When that happens, sometimes your fear really gets that energy to a point where it's very uncomfortable. And you definitely need somebody to come in there that knows what they're doing and deal with that. So cleanse the house or apartment or whatever that particular situation is.
You've heard of casting spells and voodoo and all that type of thing. Do you think that we can invite demons into our house by casting spells?
I think if you really believe that you're bringing in, you know, whatever, forever reason. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of those cults around.
I know, and they want to bring harm to somebody. If you want to bring harm to somebody, I think you have a problem.
Yeah, but there's a way of creating a thought form to do that type of work.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that happens.
I do, too, and I think it can be very scary. We're going to be talking about the Bermuda Triangle right after we come back from our station break.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
The ultimate 2-day Halloween experience is being planned just for you at the Cornwell Inn located in Cornwall, Pennsylvania. This inn dates back to the late 1700s and it's rated 5 stars on Google. The inn specializes in romantic getaways and weddings. The inn is unique and is a perfect setting for special events. The fall foliage and harvest celebration is especially nice at the Cornwall Inn. The inn is hosting the ultimate Halloween party on Saturday night, October 30th, and Sunday afternoon, October 31st, in Cornwall, Pennsylvania. Is to be a combination costume party with music, dancing, door prizes, hors d'oeuvres, buffet, and non-alcoholic refreshment, although you can bring your own bottle. Sunday, Halloween, October 31st, from 1 o'clock to 8 p.m., the ultimate Halloween psychic experience is happening. Psychic experiences with the real psychic detectives from Court TV and Unsolved Mysteries. Frank St. James and Elizabeth Joyce will be giving psychic readings on October 30th at the Cornwall Inn. Get an in-depth psychic reading, a private reading, and you won't want to miss this opportunity to contact loved ones and friends who have crossed over. Bring the children in costume, and pictures will be taken and displayed throughout the inn's information area of the kid. On Sunday afternoon, readings are available from accomplished psychics like Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Bonnie McDade will be giving holistic nutrition counseling as well as energetic healing and body work. Private sessions and sessions for the guests in attendance can be scheduled. Reserve now. Call toll free 866 605-6563. The guests at the Cornwell Inn can schedule their readings as they make their reservations for the weekend. Call 866-605-6563. Don't miss it, and let's find out.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Join us Saturday, October 30th in Lambertville for the 4th annual BCMA Holistic and Spiritual Health Fair. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Lambertville House, you can have a psychic reading from one of several nationally acclaimed psychics as well as local readers. Experience different forms of massage, body work, including the reconnection and vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services also available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical and holistic vendors, all the while knowing that a portion of the proceeds are going to local charities. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. To schedule your appointment with a psychic or a body worker ahead of time, and to see a list of our charities, please visit thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe. Gypsy, she could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I wanna believe the Gypsy.
I want to believe her too. You know, Frank, I think I had a lot of past lives in a caravan. Were you the Sultan?
It was.
We were going to talk about the Bermuda Triangle. What do you think about the disappearing Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle and the airplanes and ships that have disappeared overhead?
Well, most of them, they haven't been able to find, you know, any trace of them. So
I
was, when I was in the Navy, I was on the radar crew, and we were out there operating in the Bermuda Triangle. And I'll tell you, not only myself, but some other of the crew had some weird blips on the screen, but there was never anything there.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, and I did go down there at one point in the 80s with Professor Dan Baer from Boston College.
I thought you were on an investigation at the Bermuda Triangle.
And we went on a schooner with some other psychics,
mm-hmm.
We thought we picked up something with kind of the tip of a pyramid and some robed people down, you know, down in the quite a few feet down there. But we picked up entities that were down there, and
like there could be live people down there in a different form than we know of that are not human, but they're different.
Well, it was, you couldn't explain it. It was just kind of a visual sensation, and when we went down there, you know, remote viewing, we sensed that we weren't allowed to go any further than visualizing some of these people standing there, you know, kind of in the robes and the beards, and, you know, kind of look like some type of evolved people.
That's interesting. You know, Frank, one of the ancient Egypt Halloween traditions is the black cat. And the black cat crosses your path, or the black cat can have a spirit in it. What do you think about that tale?
I don't know. I've had a couple black cats, and they seem to be pretty good. You know, also the cat was revered in Egypt. In fact, in one battle, they strapped these cats to the front of their armor, and they thought they would protect them, and they didn't. But the cats have always been mystical, not only that, in Tibet, too.
And do you think a black cat brings good luck or bad luck or any luck?
Well, it depends on your luck at that time.
Poisonality. It depends on the birthday of the cat, right?
Yeah.
More than likely. So I wanted to know, do you remember the story you told me about how to find your soulmate? I promised the guests that we would tell them how to find their soulmate on Halloween. Do you remember telling me that story? You look in the mirror. You use two white candles, one on each side, and you look in the mirror, and you stare in the mirror, and you ask to see the face of your soulmate, and then you wait.
You look at the top of your head, and you concentrate on that.
Yeah,
and
that's what you told me.
And then visually, you'll see your face eventually.
And didn't you say, Frank, that you have to do it on a 3, a 6, or a 12, like 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 6 o'clock? Any one of those times is good, Frank?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there a reason for that?
Well, but you got to do it consistent on those times, because the energy seems to be concentrated. The longer you stay on a particular time period, the better it is, because you'll bring in that energy, and eventually it's going to connect with that person.
So you started on Halloween, and you could see on Halloween, but if you don't on Halloween, then you could go to the next full moon, or right through New Year's Eve is also another time that you can try to see your soulmate. Isn't that true?
Yes. A new moon and a full moon. The full moon is the best.
That's what I thought. The full moon, and then special high-powered energy days like Halloween and New Year's Eve.
Oh, yes. They're definitely two of the best times.
So what would be really great is if you let us know that you did this little exercise, and if your soulmate comes along in the next 30 days, send me an email. That would be great, wouldn't it, Frank? And you can let Frank know by calling 973-882-8331, or you can call Frank for a reading or any question you have about ghosts and entities and paranormal investigations at 973-882-8331. Frank, are you on a paranormal investigation now?
I'm on, actually, I'm on a half a dozen, but I'm in New Jersey, and I'm on a particular cold case that we've been working on, of a lady that disappeared completely in her car.
Oh my goodness.
On the 4th of July, actually, going back 1982, and they've never found a trace of her.
Are you beginning to get some leads?
Well, I had, visual. She showed me where she was buried. And so it takes from time to time you get a little more energy from the person.
Right.
And
so when you say she showed me, we have to explain to the audience that the entity that has crossed over came to you and has started connecting with you and working with you, and it may take some time. And the more you can connect with her energy, the more you can find out.
And the other thing is that the area that she was, she told me she was buried in has been, it's a kind of farmland, too, around there. And the place that most looked like where she was has been, you know, plowed, and stones have been moved, you know. And,
oh, my goodness. So there's been
so
activity.
So it makes it harder. So when I do have the time, and I go up there usually with a detective, and when we do feel that is, you know, worth our while to go up there, I try to have her point to where to guide us to where she is.
That's great.
You know.
Right now we have a call from Cheryl Lee in Kentucky. Hello, Cheryl Lee. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Elizabeth?
Just wonderful. Do you have a question?
Yes. I keep having these dreams, and I was just wondering if you can tell me what they meant. I keep having them. Or either something in the same area of the dream. It's like I was in the military. I keep having dreams of being still over there in Afghanistan or over in, you know, fighting.
Okay, Frank, can you answer that question?
I didn't quite get it. I heard some kind
of... She says she's having dreams about still being over in the military. She was over in Afghanistan. Shirley, are they like ghostly dreams? Are you in there with entities, or what's happening in the dream? I don't know whether we may have lost her. She was having dreams about still seeing the soldiers over in Afghanistan, and she wondered what she could do. Frank, do you have any suggestion that we could give our troops at her home about that type of a thing?
Well, they're going to get, she'll probably get less and less as it takes a while for them to... you know, because of all the experiences that she went through. I mean.
So you think it's trauma working off the body?
Well, it's some of that. Yeah, a lot of that is trauma. Some of that is, you know, sometimes could I have done something a little different? Could I have, you know, whatever. But,
I don't know if it's a haunting,
difficult,
but I'd like to know.
You know, it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, avenues you can go here.
Right. I mean, I don't think it's a haunting, I was going to say, but it would be nice to have it healed. Maybe she could try some energy work to have it healed. But I just think that if she could pray on it and talk to her spirit guides and say, I know that I was in trauma and I'd like to work off the trauma, I think maybe if she gets quiet and does a little bit of meditation work, that that would help her. Don't you think so, Frank?
Yes, that would help, but also talking to other people that have been over there. Because there might be some similar experiences that they're going through.
I'm sure our troops have groups for that type of thing, and that would be great. Well, it's been wonderful having you on, Frank. And I just want to give your number out one more time, 973-882-8331. And you want to give us a Halloween goodbye? Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Just have fun on Halloween.
And we'll see you in Lambertville.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank. And now we're going to have our meditation. This is Let's Find Out, and it's Elizabeth Joyce, and Bonnie and I will be back next week. Thank you for listening.
And now I want you to think about opening up to your truth. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor, and remember that truth is what stands the test of experience. A man should look for what is, and not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without the truth, mankind is lost and is headed for a certain disaster in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Truth has a common denominator. Be assured, truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common, and that will never change. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone eats and breathes, is born, has their transitions in life, passes away, and dies. The ultimate truth is universal truth. It is the same for everyone, everywhere. It is part of how we create the oneness. It has always been there, and it always will be. We can now begin to see this big picture of life, the life of living in oneness and living in truth. Only truth can stop the wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world a paradise that it can be. 2 + 2 = 4 does not equal anything else. The truth is, there is only one truth. Believing that 2 + 2 could equal 5 or maybe 6 doesn't make it true. There are an infinite amount of wrong answers, but there is only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test in school and fails. He goes over the answers with the teachers afterward, and she shows him the correct answers. And the response is, "I know that. I was going to write that." We need to learn to use our ability to reason, deductive logic, and unearth evidence to know and understand things that the first evidence may not reveal. We have progressed enough to know and understand the fundamental truth of life. We continue on a different form than in our Earth body. There are other galaxies. There are other planets with life, such as ours, other universal beings. And once we see the proof of this, it will transform our world and make us understand the power of oneness even more. A newly learned truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It's what you see, how you interpret that, and how you take it inside. In that response lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in others, and her love was rare. When you see life clearly and truly, it feels good. It is what people call a peak moment or a moment of clarity. These peak moments in your life feel good because you get a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with life, joy, and love. Your mind and thoughts are the gatekeeper of life. Sometimes universal truth flickers in, but most of the time it does not. The new fifth dimension energies are removing the blocks to set up new thinking patterns, new responses, and bring forth a new environment for the human race. Your mind blocks most of life that's coming to you. Without the mind blocking this life, you can receive all of life, true life, and reflect it all back out. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt or the Eiffel Tower for the first time is a peak moment for more people, or a delightful mountain range in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Why does this make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why doesn't it feel as good as the second time you see it? You are seeing the same thing. The reason is your mind has already opened up to that something special. The truth is, every moment of life is special, and you can be completely open to life most of the time. You have to see life to know the truth inside. Now let's do a meditation. Gently allow yourself to open to your inner being, that vital part of you. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Feel a bright light coming down and penetrating your body through the crown chakra. Feel your inner being with this white light. Allow this light to energize your being on all levels. Take a deep breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your invisible spiritual messenger, what is my truth? What is left out of my life at this time? What is my desire and how can I fulfill it? Spirit, lead me forward to truth. Do I need to lose weight? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to earn more money? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel beautiful and alive? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my family? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my peers? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Spirit, what is my life direction at this time? What can I do to be more loving and supportive to others? Please open me up to my full potential. Show me the way. I lean on your inner revelations, Spirit. As I take the time to dwell in your presence, I learn, accept, and walk your truth, my truth, and life opens up all the doors that have been closed to me. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.